You're standing beside the market cross at the centre of Lambourne, a structure that marks the historic heart of the village. The presence of the cross reflects Lambourne's long history as a market town. By medieval period, the settlement was already known as Chipping Lambourne, with the word Chipping meaning market, indicating that trade was firmly established here. The formal right to hold a market and fairs was granted in 1446 by Henry VI. This royal charter confirmed Lambourne's status as a recognised trading centre and led to the construction of a market cross. The cross was not simply decorative, it marked the physical centre at the time of the marketplace, where traders gathered to sell goods such as wool, livestock and agricultural produce. Markets were essential to the local economy, particularly in a farming region like the Berkshire Downs. Around this very spot, villagers and traders would meet regularly. The cross also served as a focal point for public announcements and gatherings. In an age before modern communication, this was where news was shared, decisions were communicated, and community life unfolded. The structure itself has evolved over time. Historical records show that markets continued here for centuries, although they gradually declined. However, that tradition has not been lost. Today, a thriving market once again takes place here on Fridays, bringing people back to this historic space and continuing a pattern of trade and community that stretches back for over 500 years. The market cross you see today likely dates from the mid-15th century, associated with the 1446 charter, although it's been repaired and restored over time. A significant restoration took place in the late 19th century, helping to preserve it as a historic landmark. As you stand here, you're at what was once, and in many ways still is, the centre of Lambourne's economic and social life. The market cross connects the present-day village to its medieval past, reminding us that this space has always been a place where people come together.